In this episode, I talk about why you need to get loud with what your company stands for, why you're in business, what problem do you solve. I talk about some of the tactical things of how to do that internally, talking about things like mission statements and core tenets, how to develop those, even some of our core tenets, some of the things that we stand for in our business, and giving some ideas on how to do, how to make that so it becomes ingrained into your business, so everyone knows why you do business and how you do business, and so they want to do business with you. So if you get some value from this episode, please share it with an entrepreneur, give it 5 stars, rate it, follow the podcast, and without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast with your host, Logan Manzanettis. Last Saturday, we had our oldest daughter's 13th birthday, and it was amazing. I feel old, but it was cool. She had 3 of her friends over, and I was like, how do we make this fun and exciting for 13-year-old girls? And I was like, hey, Kobe, what do you think about if we do a game of Monopoly, and not only do we play the game, but I'll put $100 in, and the winner can take that $100. And I told this to her like on Monday, and she started telling her friends. They got all excited, right? Because I'd seen them. They had started playing a little bit of Monopoly. And then the fact that I put the $100 in there got them all excited. So Saturday came around, did the birthday cake, did the whole shebang. And then finally we were ready to start playing Monopoly. And so I created the house rules, make sure we're all on the same page. And we start playing the game. And before the game even started, actually, their whole intention was that there was 4 of them, right? Because it was my daughter and her 3 friends, and they're playing against me and my wife. And so they were going to like team up, right? Because they're like, we want to win the $100. We just don't want you to win it. And they obviously know that we do real estate, and they knew that they were at a disadvantage before they went to the game. And so they're like, okay, we're going to team up, and we're going to make sure that either one of us win, and so you guys don't win. And so we get halfway through the game, and they kept on like making these little sly comments, and you could kind of tell that they were trying to like work with each other as much as you possibly could. And then so I started asking everybody, like, hey, like if I asked my daughter Kobe, like, Kobe, if you win, what are you gonna do with the money? She's like, oh, I'm gonna go buy myself something at Lulu. Proud dad moment, right? And then one other gal said, you know what, I'm going ski shopping tomorrow, so I might go buy myself some skis. The other girl, I actually don't remember what one of the girls said, but then the final girl was like, you know what, I'm going on a trip to DC. I need to raise money from the school trip I'm going on next year. And so those were what everybody talked about, what their goals were, of what they wanted to do, what their intentions were, what to do with the money if they were to win it. And so a couple rounds went by, and I was like, hey, you guys know you guys never asked me what I was going to do with the money if I won. And they're like, oh, well, what are you going to do with the money? And I said, you know what I'm going to do with the money is whoever takes second, I'm going to give them that $100. And all of a sudden they all looked up and they perked around and like, really? And it was funny because what I did in that moment is I changed their whole perception of working against me to now all of a sudden, like, if they just took second, like if I won and they were just second, then they would actually get the $100. So they actually had 2 chances. So their odds of winning went up because they could either win or take second and they would get the $100. And so who became everyone's favorite person at that moment, right? And it was me. And it was just because I was able to state my intentions. And so I think there's something really powerful in business that a lot of business owners, they fail to do, is what are you in business for? What do you stand for? And a lot of times, like, you might know that internally, and because you know internally, because you hear yourself thinking about it, you might even talk about it. Maybe you even happen to say things at a couple meetings once. You think everyone should know what your intentions are, why you're in business, your origin story. And the reality is that nobody knows. And honestly, nobody cares because you're not willing to tell them enough for them to actually want to care, or for give them a reason to care. And so knowing what you stand for is a powerful statement that not only you need to know, like, so if you don't know, like, why the hell are you in business? Like, does your business actually serve a purpose? Does it serve a mission? Like, do you solve a problem that was not there before your business came into existence? And if it does, what is it? Right? Get clear on what it is. The more clear you can get with what your problem is, what you stand for, the easier it is for you to communicate that to the marketplace. The easier it is for you to communicate that to your staff members. But the most important that it starts with, that it needs to be communicated to, is yourself. And so a great way to be able to communicate that is by developing things like mission statements, right? And so you may have heard mission statements before, you may not have, but like that is the goal of mission statement, is to actually state what your business stands for in a clear, concise message. So if you don't have a mission statement, create a freaking message, create a mission statement. Another important thing is your core values or your core tenets. See, these core values are basically the values that your business stands for, right? It's the people that you do business with. It's the people who are inside your business. And it really is a result of like you, right? You're the entrepreneur, you're the creator of the business. So your business should stand for, or should mimic your core values. And so our core values for our companies are the same as my core values as like, as being a human being. And so these are things that, again, you make decisions in your business based on these core values, because there's a lot of things in business that are not black and white. Actually, almost everything in business, there's no right or wrong answer. It's just like, what makes sense for you? And what makes sense for you is going to be based on your values. And but if you don't have clearly defined values, you don't have core tenets that you make decisions based off of, then it seems like you're just aiming in the dark. You have no direction. You're going here, you're going there, because you don't actually know where you're going. So like some examples of core tenets, or again, core values that we have in our business, is do the right thing no matter the short-term cost, right? So that's something that we talk about. We talk about on our team meetings. We talk about it as like we share wins and based on that core tenet. And so what does that really mean? Well, for us, it means that, you know what? Sometimes we have to do things that we don't want to do. We have to have direct conversations. Sometimes we have to go back to a clean because we didn't do a good enough job because the client complains. Sometimes we have to swallow our pride and, you know what, say, let's give the money back. Or, you know, we made a mistake. And you know what, it doesn't feel very good in that moment, but it's the right freaking thing to do. And so knowing what those core values are allows you to make decisions and allows you to coach your team on making decisions as well, because ultimately the power of having a team is that they can make decisions based on those core values rather than having to come to you as the entrepreneur, as the CEO, as the boss to make every damn decision. Because then all of a sudden you're like, why would I even have staff members? Why do I even have employees if I'm the one making the damn decision, right? It's because you actually don't have a framework. You don't have a system to help your staff members make decisions based off of. And that's actually what your core tenets do. And that's what your mission statement does too. It's like, hey, Sally, you know that decision you made? Like, why did you make it? You know, you can actually ask them the why question. They're like, oh, you know what? I don't really know why I made that decision. And if you have core values, you know what they should say? Like, you know what? I was doing the right thing, right? I believe that in that moment, what we did, how we can serve this client the best, is that I refunded her the money and I said, we'll come back and do it because I believe that was the right thing. And you know what? Because she did that based on that core value, I would agree with her. And so that's really the value of having core values, is that you can delegate decision making based on those tenets, based on the mission statement. And so from an employee standpoint, so powerful. From the consumer standpoint, if you're when you're getting to your clients, it's really powerful too, because you can sell that message. People want to do business with people who are doing things for a reason. Like, I want to spend money with somebody who has a higher calling than just making freaking money. And so that is really important to the marketplace as well. When you're like, I'm doing this, like Tom's Shoes is a great example of that. Like, they made their whole company based on the idea that every single pair of shoes you buy, they also donate a pair of shoes to somebody else. And so they built that business on that concept. And so what is the Tom's Shoe that you can do in your business? What is the message that you stand for? It's funny, when I was in the fitness industry, personal trainers, they naturally have this this want to just help people, right? And they will help people for free. It's like their calling. They just like feel called for because they had lost a bunch of weight and they had this significant change in not only their physical appearance, but then their confidence went up and they're like, wow, I want to share this with the world, right? That's almost how every single personal trainer's story is. And so they will do things for free because they feel like it's their duty to give back. And that was the great thing about being in the fitness industry, was that honestly, personal trainers cared less about money and more about actually helping people. And so in our cleaning business, one thing that we do is I've partnered with this company called Cleaning for a Reason, and we actually clean people who are going through cancer We clean their houses for free, right? And it's something that we share with our team, the mission that we do it. And you know what? It makes our cleaning techs so excited that they get to be part of helping someone in a situation that is not expected, that they were not, it's usually not a pleasant situation, but we have to go make somebody's day by cleaning their house for free. We get to be part of that experience. We get to be part of this, hopefully this healing journey. And so like making that part of our company and giving it a reason more than just cleaning freaking houses, it gets the cleaning techs excited. We market it on the outside. It's like, hey, here's what we're doing. We have this, we partner with Clean for a Reason. We clean cancer patients. So from our marketing standpoint, use it as marketing as well to like, this is what our business stands for. We're here to get back to the community. We're here to serve. And so now people want to do business with us because not only do we offer a great product, but we also stand for something. We also want to give back to the community, but also stand that we are here, like we're giving entrepreneurs and people want to do business with those type of people. So again, tell people what you stand for. Tell people why you're doing things. And when you do that, all of a sudden you might realize that people will seek you out rather than you having to go hard sell people or continue to go find people. Because when you let people know what you stand for, those type of people will be attracted to you. And when people are attracted to you, it makes business so much easier. So hopefully you got some value from this. If you did, rate this podcast, please. Share with an entrepreneur who needs to hear this message. And without further ado, I'll be back.